it's really sad. Yeah, but
why get treatment when you have the internet?
Well, and the thing is that a lot of these people probably don't have schizophrenia, but I had done some looking into this, and there are some forms of narcissism that aren't like permanent, and conspiracy theory, lifestyle, and belief can actually embed certain types of narcissistic concepts in you, and it also increases your paranoia. And so you can actually start to manifest like these schizotypal type, symptoms without actually being schizophrenic. And the longer you stay embedded in these, belief structures, the more and more you are going to manifest these symptoms. And you could actually not be schizophrenic, but still be acting like you are. And it's like, either way, you need treatment. Log off and get treatment. But they won't. They won't. And hey, have fun with that.
Yeah, you don't get those sweet dopamine hits when you're getting treatment.
And that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about, is just having people engage with you and encourage you and promote you. Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, who was an OG QAnon promoter, she was the person who claimed that her father sold her to Tom Hanks to be abused and really started the whole Tom Hanks the pedophile thing. I'm sure there were other people working other angles on the Tom Hanks pedophile thing, but she really got that ball rolling. And she was actually very obviously mentally ill, and I believe at some point, like, her and her boyfriend, who also had mental health issues, had decided to like stop taking their meds and that kind of stuff. And she would post like tweets that were a person having an episode, just like literal mental breakdowns, where she was like decoding letters and shit and like breaking down stuff to like just beautiful mind level nonsense. And no one was telling her, hey, Sarah, log off, get back on your meds. People were just like, yeah, get that Tom Hanks. Like, we will get justice for you. And that's the thing, is that instead of helping these people, we're celebrating them in their current condition and encouraging them to stay mentally unwell, which is really bad. It's really a dark way to live. I mean, it's just, wow. I would hope if I was falling apart, I wouldn't have a audience of fans being really happy about that and being like, yay, let's do this. Let's keep poking Mike with the stick to make him keep acting the way we want him to act.
Well, it depends on how entertaining you are.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, if you're, if you're induced like Alex Jones levels of rage, that might actually increase our viewership.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, damn. I did forget that we did have like one Boosh worthy topic to talk about this week, which I don't know if either one of you remotely know or care about this, but they finally killed Homelander at the end of The Boys, and everyone got very upset about that.
I did, because I saw some memes that somebody explained to me later was about Homelander, and then my wife watches The Boys, and so I overheard some of that from her.
So basically, if you don't know, and even if you do know, Homelander was a giant piece of shit, and the show made it really clear that he was just a giant dumb bully who used his superpowers to abuse, torture, and murder people, and that without his powers, he would be a little bitch. And the big payoff of the series was he lost his powers, he became a little bitch, and then they killed him. And people were really upset at the fact that their boy, the guy they thought was the protagonist of the show, went out really poorly. And it's really funny that, again, these people have like no media literacy and don't understand this. And the show, like, people were like bringing up like clips from the show where other characters to his face told him, without your powers, you're a bitch. And then he would kill those people because he still had his powers. And then the big finale was, guess what? All those other people were right. And Homelander was a bitch. So, and they're like, no, my Aryan superhero was made to look bad. They did this to her. They Trump, like, people are like, even the guy who made the show admits that Homelander's a Trump analog. And it's like, well, then explain it. Explain how Homelander's a Trump analog. And, guess what? If you think the producer of the show is right, if you think he's right, that makes your boy look really bad, doesn't it? So, sorry to tell you, but, all of that was fun. My favorite one was there was like 36,000 likes for this tweet where it was the Joker doing the,
yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
The Homelander grovel. And it's like, you do understand that they are not the same character and that in the movie, the Joker wants Batman to kill him repeatedly because he thinks that would prove that Batman's as shitty and nihilistic as he is. That's Joker's whole raison d'etre, is that society is a lie and that people will eat each other the moment they are threatened. And he loses when the people of Gotham don't blow each other up and he's defeated. Like, nope, guess what? Society is a real thing. People do have empathy for each other. They won't just kill out of ruthless self-preservation.
Yeah, just go read The Killing Joke. It's all in there.
Right, it's all there. It's all there. All this stuff is here. Yeah, exactly. He tries to break Commissioner Gordon, and Commissioner Gordon doesn't break, and the Joker loses. Like, Nolan's Joker is not the comics Joker, but the Joker's, like, methodology, his worldview, is written out very clearly in the stories. And it's not, I have superpowers, and if I lose them, I'll be a bitch. Like, that's not his character. Like, oh, God, it's so funny that nobody understands anything. And they're just like, oh, this villain's a villain, therefore he'd do a villain. It's like, no.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
That's fine.
Well, oh, here's something. Because do you know The Watchmen and all, Steph?
Yes, I know The Watchmen.
I know you know.
Oh, fuck yeah, I know The Watchmen.
Okay, so I had a friend who had the impression that Rorschach was the hero of Watchmen. And I had to try to explain to him, no, he's a black and white nihilist who can't handle the idea of any kind of gray area in morality, and that's why he makes Dr. Manhattan kill him at the end of Watchmen. You know, spoiler for anyone who hasn't read that 40-year-old comic.
You son of a bitch! Me doing Homeland spoilers when it's like a week old, and they're going to get you for Watchmen. That'd be great.
The thing about Watchmen is that it's a movie about superheroes in which no one is actually a superhero.
Right, I think, Dr. Manhattan is the only one who even has superpowers.
Yeah, but I mean, in the
sense, well, I know what you mean, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be one of those,
what if there were superheroes in the real world kind of thing.
Yeah, but none of them, you can't classify any of the characters as actually good or actually bad, and even Dr. Manhattan is so far removed from the concept of humanity that he is just emotionalist.
Right, he's the Nietzschean Ubermensch who is beyond good and evil.
Yeah, so it's because I used to think, like, Rorschach was a hero, too, and it's like, you have to actually really, really think about it. And if you really do think about the movie, there, no one's good, and no one's necessarily bad. Like, you know.
Yeah, they spell it out more in the comics, where they make it obvious that all of these people who became superheroes are pretty much broken mentally, and that's why they became superheroes.
Yeah, right. And I do recommend, if anyone who's read the comic but hasn't seen, and has seen the movie but hasn't seen the Ultimate Cut, I like the Ultimate Cut. That's like the 3.5-hour version. I think that's the best version.
Yeah. I have never seen the movie, but I know enough of the movie, and I've seen basically the whole the Ozymandias speech is basically what matters, and I've seen that, and I read the comic, and that's the thing, is that Rorschach, again, is not Homelander. He died for his principles. He literally was just like, look, I am going to expose Amadeus for what he did and let the chips fall where they may, because the truth is absolute. And Manhattan's like, bro, like we avoided World War III. I'm not going to let you reignite World War III. And then Rorschach's like, well, then you got to drop me. And then Dr. Manhattan's like, boom, you're dropped. Not a problem. So no, Rorschach would not have begged and wept and said horrible things about himself. Yeah. Like
he did beg and weep, but it was for the opposite reason.
Right. He's like, he's begging and weeping. Like, please kill me now.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't handle a world where the answer isn't yes or no.
I can't handle the world where a good lie is better than a terrible truth.
Right.
And as a result, either I'm walking, we're leaving the fucking polar fortress of the bad guy and I'm exposing this shit, or I'm dead. And we both know I need to be dead. And then Dr. Manhattan's like, fine, boom, I did it. You have been killed. That is fine. And that's the thing, is that all of these characters that all these people are comparing Homelander to, they are not Homelander. There's very few characters that are. There's very few characters that are in like comics and movies and so on that are just this crippling narcissist that only gets his way because he's got superpowers, and without them, he would be nothing. Because in general, that kind of character is really boring and lame. And they did all they could to zhuzh him up in the book, in the comics, and in the TV show. But at the end of the day, he was what he was, and he deserved this. This is how this guy goes out. And if you can't accept that, then sorry. I'm sorry you don't like media or can't understand it or just think that the guy who brutally the guy who's the biggest and the strongest is just the good guy. He's just the protagonist. Why? Because he can beat the shit out of everybody else. And that's like, that's not what makes people good or bad. Yeah.
I mean,
does not make right.
And like I said, I haven't actually watched The Boys, but I do know enough about it to know that that was the whole thing with Homelander, is that he's, you know, to the public, he's this squeaky clean Superman type who, you know, who believes in truth, justice, apple pie. And, but the people who actually know him know that he's a total piece of shit. But all these people watching the show seem to have missed that second part.
Well, exactly. They just don't want to know about. They don't want to acknowledge that their fascist Ubermensch human guy is actually a piece of shit. And it's like, oh God, it's just so funny. It's just really hilarious that like this is where people are, and they're just so dense. Either because they're too stupid, or because they're just refusing to acknowledge reality and refusing to engage in the source material. But either way, it's just ridiculous that like people do this to themselves. It's really, really hilarious. So combobulations, everyone who didn't understand the whole message of Homelander and The Boys and all the rest of it. And sorry. But I'm very glad you're crashing out. I'm very glad that all of you are very sad that your stupid Nazi hero got dropped and was a bitch on his way out. So it's just that works for me. But we're only going to have a few like months or weeks to celebrate it, because again, Kyle Busch's death has signaled the coming of the new plandemic, and we'll all be locked down or dying of.
Yeah, we'll all be watching Tiger King season two.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger King season two. This time it's personal, as we're all locked down from COVID-23. It's gonna be great.
So I can't remember, last week did we talk about the primaries, or did that not happen yet? I'm on break now, so my sense of time is totally gone.
I think we did, but Massey hadn't got clipped yet.
Okay.
So we can definitely bring up Massey. Massey getting sent to the farm upstate. The final big battle in the intercedent Republican feud between Donald Trump and literally anyone who remotely stands up to him ended in Massey's primary, where some empty suit who was massively funded by AIPAC, according to everything I'm reading online, beat Massey in the primary with Trump's endorsement. Massey did very little to not fan the flames about Israel costing them the primary by giving his concession speech and starting off by saying that he tried to call his opponent, but he was somewhere in Tel Aviv and it was hard to locate him. So I'm so glad that this just bitter anti-Israel sentiment is just all over the far left and the far right. And yeah, Netanyahu and Israel suck, but that does not mean that Jewish people suck. And
right.
God damn it, please stop this shit and all that good stuff. And
I know, so, that's supposed to be the idea of anti-Zionism versus anti-Semitism, is that you don't hate Jews, you hate those guys that are doing the bad shit, which you know, right. should, because they're doing bad shit.
Right, but the problem is that a lot of people who are doing the, quote, anti-Zionism are then talking about how, hey, those gas chamber rooms had wooden doors. Couldn't they have knocked them over? And yeah. all that good stuff. It's like, when your anti-Zionism involves retweeting Jake Shields, you're no longer anti-Zionist. Waka waka. Yeah, it's
I know that term got co-opted, like, almost immediately.
Right, exactly.